Your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at KTSMradio.com. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, EPHistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And we start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent, of all people.
All
for the
myself.
El Paso History. No, you had Bernie help you.
No,
for the El Paso History
help.
Alliance. And our history moment today is about the drinking habits of Pancho Villa.
Intrigue and a strawberry soda. The Emporium Bar on South El Paso Street was the place for spies and revolutionaries planning many of the intrigues of the Mexican Revolution to meet and conspire. Pancho Villa was the most popular of patrons. Though Villa abstained from alcohol, he would always order up his favorite at the Emporium, a strawberry soda. One day in 1913, while enjoying his soda, Villa is approached by German Colonel Maximilian Kloss, offering support for the revolutionary cause in an exchange for the right to establish German submarine bases off the coast of Mexico. But nothing ever came of the offer. This was typical of the dealings that took place in the Casablanca-like atmosphere of the Emporium Bar during the Mexican Revolution. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, how do we know how to do that? History Alliance, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. Well, it's me and Bernie and Max Grossman and tons of other people that get involved in El Paso History. And if you'd like to get involved, call Bernie at 915-581-7920. And they also have a wonderful Facebook page with tons of history, all kinds of exciting history and information.
And we have another Facebook partner that
that's
we work
right.
with.
We have Remember in El Paso When. You can go there for archive pictures galore, and that's run by Barbara Given-Bainey and her crew of characters.
She's got a bunch of people who works with her, administrator John B. Hogan, and moderators Ken Weiss, Richard Inger, E-N-G-E-Ingria, and Art Garcia. And that's a volunteer crowd, and what they do is fabulous. And what's fabulous about it, you can pretty much find any archive you want in there. And of El Paso. It's just a bizarre, wonderful thing. All right. We have come to that portion of our program where Pancho Villa, a relative of Pancho Villa, is in the room. Is that fair to say, Cindy Medina?
That's right, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy to be here. Thank you.
And tell us your resume a bit. I know you're a Mexican history advocate. The Juarez Project with Benito and Lincoln.
Exactly.
That's big for your history.
But and I just did a conference at the El Paso, a chat at the El Paso Museum of History on Thursday on Lincoln. So.
We announced it last week that
yes.
you would be there. Then you did
Thank
show
you.
Up.
Yes.
And what happened?
It was great. On Thursday, it was great. Yes.
Good for you. Now, your advocates being for basically, you want people to know their history from Mexico.
Exactly. And connect it also with our U.S. history. So. You know, being here in the U.S., you know, we learn our U.S. history, and sometimes, you know, we got to do that extra research so we can connect all the dots.
And also,
Mexico.
We don't get taught our history very well at all here in this town. So that's really kind of one of our major problems. Introduce the guest you brought with you.
Yes, I am so happy to be here with Edgar Villa. He is the great-grandson of the general Francisco Villa, and he traveled all the way from Delicias, Chihuahua, and he's an attorney.
Oh, I got to be careful what I see around you. A Pancho Villa descendant attorney.
Yes, and he'll get us out of trouble, too.
Welcome here. Talk to us for a second about your history. What do you think of it?
Hi to everybody. I'm happy to be here, and thanks for the invitation. Sorry for my English.
Well, look, my Spanish is zero, so you're doing great.
So we're balanced.
Yeah, it'll work out. But basically, our audience is used to English. I bet you a lot of them can understand you in Spanish, but I'm not one of them, so... And I grew up in this town. I should speak Spanish. You know, I really should. It's just the way things go.
Exactly.
So, Cindy, tell us how we're going to You have a stash house. What is it? What are you talking about, the Pancho Villa stash house? What is that?
Exactly. Well, the Villa stash house is a historical house, part of the Mexican Revolution here in El Paso, Texas. As you know, El Paso is very united and with the state of Chihuahua and Durango, everything that had to do with the revolution. And Pancho Villa had a lot of houses here in El Paso.
They had more than one.
More than one. And this is where he came, visited, stashed money, you know, and it was a safe haven when he had to get away from the revolution, you know. And a lot of recruiting happened here in El Paso.
Recruiting? What do you mean?
For the Mexican Revolution, as you know, at the Capels building, they did recruiting of U.S. Americans to join the Mexican Revolution.
Well, back in the day, you're talking, what, 1910, 12, somewhere
in
there?
Yeah, exactly.
What was El Paso like then? Because you're talking about international folks showing up, soldiers of fortune, being recruited, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been a crazy time here.
Exactly. And if they're being offered gold and, you know, extra cash, you know, they would take that chance. So a lot of Americans did join the American Revolution on the other side, too.
Yeah.
And so in that house, and going back to the house, that's where he stashed about $500,000, this particular house, along with gold, jewelry, and guns, and so forth. So, and I'm happy that the El Paso Historical Society recognized it, and now there's a plaque there, right? And so,
well, that would be the Historical Commission.
Commission, yes, thank
commission
you.
Commission, it
does. Yes, thank you, that commission. And so with that plaque, it just gives it a lot of value. And thanks to the owner, Enrique Guajardo, who is the current owner, he has been restoring it for about a year now. And it'll open the door soon. So it'll be a Mexican Revolution gallery / restaurant / bar that will open soon. But today we will have our first pre-show where people will see what the restoration process is like. And here Edgar will be donating a piece that belonged to his great-grandfather. And then Francisco Villacampa, that comes from Veracruz, he is a grandson. He'll be donating a copy of the death mask.
Oh, my.
There's going to be a 50-photograph exposition of photographs that haven't been seen in about 10 years that were stored at the El Paso Public Library. Another great-grandson had left it there from his last presentation about 10 years ago. And there are copies of the original Casa Sola photographs from Mexico City, this photographer that took these pictures. And there are copies of the originals, and they even has the approval and logo and the whole nine yards. So there's going to be 50 photographs all over the house today that people will get to see for the, you know.
Can this audience show up down there?
Yes, we're inviting the audience, definitely. Yeah. Your audience are very important, you know, so they can go and partake. It starts at 2 o'clock today, 331 Leon Street.
Leon.
Yeah. Leon.
Get your Spanish right.
Exactly. There you go.
Us gringos know a few things.
Now, we appreciate it when you talk gringo, because then I can get it.
But also, I want to say Six Guns of Shady Ladies is going to be trying to get back down here from Las Cruces to show up at the Stash House, which might have General Pershing with them. So.
Yes, that's right. We're excited to see Pershing there. You know, it's not the Mexican Revolution without Pershing.
No, you got to have. And I'm sitting here looking at you as you're talking, and right behind you are both Pancho Villa and General Pershing on our wall back there.
Right.
Are you putting us on live on Facebook?
Yes, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Well, after a while, we charge for that. But, you know, a little bit doesn't hurt. But
exactly.
But see, we took a shot at what is El Paso history, and that's what's on the wall behind you. That mural is something we created. It had to have Pancho Villa in it. It had to have that picture. And, of course, everything else up there, you got people haven't seen this before. It's on Facebook. But we are the ones who claim, and nobody's proven us wrong, Texas history does begin in El Paso. And the Mexican Revolution was a huge part. That wasn't first, but the Mexican Revolution was a huge part of the history of this valley. And it wasn't just in Juarez.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about. Take either one of you. Take a shot at explaining what was going on with the Mexican Revolution in El Paso at the time in 1910, 1912. The planning,
recruiting, like I said, at the Capels building. You know, it was their safe haven. President Madero was here. Pancho Villa was here. All the leaders of the revolution were here. You know, they had to get away and come over here and also get support from leaders with money, guns. You know, this is where they got that support. Initially, thereafter, obviously, Pancho Villa's support went down. You know, for whatever case in
Wilson
history.
President Wilson didn't like him. Mm-hmm. Wilson backed some other people in Mexico.
And, you know, so everyone had their sides.
Mm-hmm. And what Wilson did was kind of tricky. He helped with the United States military. He put the opposition people on a train, and they outflanked Pancho Villa that way by running the train through America. And all of a sudden, those guys popped up in another part of Mexico Pancho Villa wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And in the days before radio and texting, they're like, whoa, where'd you guys come from? And it was Wilson who did that. So there was a lot of – and there's a lot of – would you recommend a book to go read on that part of our history here?
You know what? The other day I was at the El Paso Public Library, and Danny Gonzalez, one of the head librarians there at Border Heritage, had a book by Dr. Romo, David Romo, and uh-huh. It's a great – I forget the exact title, but it's very –
Ringside Seats.
Yeah, there we go.
To the Mexican Revolution.
Great book, you know, especially you're from El Paso because it ties it in, you know, and a lot of pictures, a lot of thorough information for people to pick up, especially for a kid that needs some a good book, you know, to do a book report and so forth.
Now, you grew up in El Paso?
Yes, born and raised.
Where'd you go to school?
El Paso High School.
Okay, so you did not learn your history of El Paso from that school, did you?
No.
That's the point. You're now helping people understand the history above and beyond.
We all are, exactly.
We should be educated on all of this stuff in the schools, but we're not. I'll harp on that every day because it still angers me. I left town. I came back when I was 45 and said, what are these white churches down the street here? Well, that's their mission trail.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea as a child and growing up what that was. And
yes.
That's just not right.
They barely touched on it, if anything. I don't remember. We learned Texas history. I mean, I went to Lamar Elementary and Wiggs Middle School. They were good. We touched a little bit on Texas history, but not El Paso history. It would have been awesome.
You learned about the Battle of San Jacinto,
mm-hmm.
and you learned about the Alamo.
Oh,
we're out of time. Revolution, goodbye. You don't hear about anything else.
Exactly.
One thing, and we talked about this on the first hour, is that the Mexican Revolution actually was a predecessor to the Russian Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And people around the world had not seen peasants get up and wipe out a government before. But that's kind of, is that accurate in what Pancho Villa did? What do you think?
Pues yo creo que, hablando en español.
Well, try it and see if I can follow you.
Well, that's why we have Cindy.
Translate if you don't mind.
Okay. Yes.
Pues yo creo que más allá de una persona, guerrillero, bandido, lo que sea, como se le explique, Pancho Villa era un ser humano normal que tenía ideales y luchaba por algunos, por sus propios ideales en ese momento de guerra.
You know your stuff, but
He's saying that Pancho Villa was a human being like anyone else who had his strong ideals and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we got to look at him as that way, that, you know, he had his personal ideas and so forth.
Yeah,
instead of trying to put him on a pedestal,
yeah.
He was like anyone else with his
revolutionaries
good and bad.
Usually have detractors.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a good side and a bad side. And he had been looking at his background, where he came from and everything, and rose to the fame that he did. It was amazing. I mean, if you want to look at that as going from a peasant to becoming a general, I mean, that was not happening much in Mexico.
And
at that
good
time.
With PR. I mean, you know,
oh,
him.
Gosh, yeah.
Well, he had movies made about him.
He knew
he
how
went
to do
after
it.
Movie companies of Hollywood. Is it true that he staged some battles for the cameras?
Exactly.
Yeah,
did
he? Did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What battle? Where was that?
Pues porque de hecho la guerrilla que él traía su guerra era financiada por a través de que se le dejara firmar por los americanos. Entonces, básicamente ellos le proporcionaban algún efectivo para poder seguir con el movimiento.
He's saying that obviously due to the contract with the studios, you know, he was able to finance, his war. So it was a good deal. So he knew that at the end, this PR would benefit his revolution funding.
Generally speaking, when we bring up Pancho Villa on this radio program, we get people calling up saying he was a hero, and somebody else calls up, I hate him, he killed my grandmother.
Exactly,
and,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's not much we can do about that. It's
exactly.
Just a history.
It's history.
It lingers. It still does.
It lingers, yes.
And one thing I wanted to ask you, there was a funny name in one of the family names of Pancho Villa's brothers. Hippolito?
Yeah, his
brother. Hippolito.
Hippolito.
What is that?
H is silent.
Hippo. What does that come from?
You know what's interesting, and I always try to decipher names too, Hippolito. I don't know. I'll take a wild guess. It sounds like an old Greek name, Hippolito, you know? Yes. We'll take that guess right now.
Well, didn't Pancho Villa grow up with a girl's name?
With a girl's name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's well, Doroteo, right?
The
girl's name?
Yeah. I mean, with an A on it, didn't make him a girl? No,
Doroteo. He was Doroteo.
Oh, I see.
The Dorotea would be female.
Yeah. Yes. Whatever. I was always confused by that. We stirred up a caller named Joseph. We'll put Joseph on the air. Hey, Joseph, what's up?
Yes, good morning. I just had a question. This probably happened maybe 10 years ago. I was in Juarez. And I had a friend, well, a brother-in-law from California, and he's interested in history. So we were in Juarez, and we found there was a museum there. And there was a museum, and the whole thing was about Pancho Villa, all of his weapons, all of his vehicles, all of his gang and everything. And I was just, and then I went back about 2-3 years later, and it was gone. So I was just, my question is, what did that mean? That exhibit go or
they said in Juarez.
Oh, they did. Yes, I remember they did have some of that some years back, but I think it all went back to Chihuahua to the main museum.
Oh, you think it may have been on loan?
Exactly, like exhibit, perhaps.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Wait. You know what? Let me tell you. Your phone is getting weird here, so I'm gonna cut you off. But the idea that these guys are having is. Are you creating a museum, right?
A gallery, yes, a historical gallery
there
of the Mexican Revolution with photographs, with donations. So like Edgar will be donating a bullet today in the mask.
A bullet?
Yes.
Where'd you get the bullet?
That belonged to his grandfather.
Wait a minute.
Grandfather.
Did it take it out of him? Or
how?
I took the bullet right here.
Oh, my God.
It's a joke.
I hope so.
He emptied his gun for us.
Yeah, yeah. You don't look so bad for having a bullet in your leg. But I go back to Joseph one more time. Last question for you.
Joseph. Thank you very much.
All right. You take it easy. Thanks
for listening, Joseph.
And yeah, thank you for doing that. And I'm just curious about Pancho Villa because – and if you're going to put something together where there's a focus of that history, fabulous.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll help you any way we can to publicize it and whatever.
Yes, yes. We're a community. We all have to partake in
it. Oh,
this.
It's history whether you like it or not.
We can't do it alone. No one can.
It happened here whether you like ASARCO. Not everybody likes ASARCO. Very few people do, but it happened here, so we talk about it. Mm-hmm. All right, now doing trivia here. We got to get to the trivia.
Yes,
Cindy
we
Medina
do.
Is here, and the descendant from Pancho Villa is Edgar Omar Villa.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Great-grandson from how do you say Chihuahua? Delicious?
Delicious Chihuahua.
Does that mean delicious? In English, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good one. It's delicious.
I am delicious from Delicious.
Well, okay.
Oh,
I don't want to know the details, but you work that out over in that end of the table. Hey, we'll talk more about the event going on today and what's going to – it's a beginning of a major looking little museum thing.
Exactly.
Okay. You got trivia over there,
yes,
Ms. Melissa?
Yes, I do. And this for this hour, we've got $20 and Amigos food ready to
you
be given away.
Amigos.
And then also we have a $20 gift certificate to our other wonderful sponsor, Southwest. Oh, God.
Mission
Del Rey Southwest.
Well, no, they're cool as can be.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll sell some Pancho Villa death masks out there.
Yeah,
hey, if you want a retail outlet for your Pancho Villa death masks, try this guy. I mean, out there, maybe not. Who knows? But Mission Del Rey is a very good place to go take a look at all the stuff that Saddle Blanket used to sell and still does in bulk to distributors. He sells it retail to people on the street, and the street is on Lee Trevino at Pelicano. Interesting place out there. You got to go take a look at it. I mean, if you want some memorabilia about El Paso, that kind of thing, or decor for your house, he's got lamps, blankets, all that kind of good stuff. But also they have, I bought some chili out there. That was really interesting stuff, and El Paso chili. But we'll get to that, more details on that.
They lived in the Gold Canyon down in outside of Chihuahua for, 10, 15 years as missionaries to the Tarahumara Indians.
There was an actual mission called Mission Del Rey at the Tarahumara Indians. A location, and he was providing them of what he could help in the way of Christian ministry.
Exactly.
And he finally left Mexico. It got too hot for him. But in the beginning, they had all their goods. They'd bring them to the train station, try to sell them. If they couldn't sell them, they'd have to lug them back home. He said, no, leave them here at the church. I'll go online, this eBay thing I hear. This is in the late 90s. I hear this eBay thing is working in America. I'll try to sell them for you.
Mm-hmm.
He started selling them for the Indians. You know, and made a business out of that.
Exactly.
And when he left Mexico, he came here to El Paso. It's Mission Del Rey out there on Pelicano. And Lee Trevino. The actual address is Lee Trevino, but enter on Pelicano.
And also the funding from that store, some of it goes back to the charities in Mexico and some other charities. So
that's a win-win situation.
He sells
there.
Their goods. He might want to talk to you all about maybe if you can sell some stuff in that museum.
I'm sure. And that's what we're talking this morning. We would definitely want to have a lot of good things for people to buy. And I remember one time a gentleman from Chihuahua asked me to find him a Pancho Villa t-shirt here only because for some reason, you know, they do some a little bit more expensive if they are available over there, and they tend to be a little bit inexpensive here. So that's one of the things we're going to do is have T-shirts and things like that for people to buy and embrace here in El Paso.
Well, I got to tell you, it's history of El Paso. We need to embrace it. Oh, by the way, we need to
pick some Pershing shirts too, right? That's going to be good too, right?
Yeah, there you go.
We got to do two.
We got to pick a special for Pepe's.
I forgot the picture of the both of them together. Yeah,
I forgot to pick a special for Pepe's last hour.
Oh.
Why don't we just make a combination plate number one?
That sounds good.
That's a good plate. Control room's
Sergio's
ready to eat
happy.
That stuff. Pepe's special combination plate number one. We do that at Pepe's, and whoever buys that, it's only $6 compared to the price on the thing. And we call that the Don Juan de Oñate special.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
Do you know where Pepe's is?
Yes, I've been there with you once.
Well, we did come out there.
Yes.
It's sitting on what used to be physically the Camino Real. So we figure, okay, Don Juan went up and down that. He went up once and down once. He never came back. But that was the road right there on Donovan Drive. So 6761 Donovan. Okay, but this hour, we need to tell you about the people down there at 2000 Montana, and that would be Amigos. They have meeting rooms. Think about it. You have big family in town for whatever reason. Book them up, and we'll have the commercial here in a second. Let's do trivia.
Okie dokie.
What do you got? What do you got?
I have today, the questions we have for that is, when U.S. Collector of Customs raided the stash via Stash House, what did they confiscate?
They have to hit every one of those just right?
Well, they could get the dollar amount. How's that? How much value was in their gathering of everything? Or if they remember everything, too, that'll help.
Okay.
And then also, what was Pancho Villa's brother's name?
Oh, no, not that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Hey,
there's people already calling up. We haven't given out the number, but if you give out the number, and they can win the $20.
$20 to Amigos or $20 to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos. Go to Amigos. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the phone number?
Oh, 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the El Paso area?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you.
We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team.
You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Paul.
And JD.
Stars of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money.
This is a perfect market for our systems, and next week we're holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started flipping homes and how to start building long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul and JD's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of the Brothers Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-500-7609. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-7609. That's 1-800-500-7609. 1-800-500-7609.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text RESULT to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text RESULT to 79645. That's RESULT to 79645.
April is Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. Help an abused or neglected child today by becoming a court-appointed special advocate. The next CASA volunteer training class starts soon, and all we're missing is you. Call 225-5214 or visit CASAElPaso.org by May 3rd to be part of their next class.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a lot going on in here. It's a party, and we can't talk about it. No,
we will
talk about it.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. That's the problem.
Next week, March the 7th, the first hour, we have Andrea Adkins-Hutchins. She's the El Paso County Economic Development Director. Shelley Sutherland and Troy Ainsworth will also be with us. Now, you hear that name Shelley a lot because that's the lady that screens the call.
That's right.
It's the exact same lady who's going to be on our show next week.
She's our beautiful call screener.
And I want to thank Shelley for all the things you do because you cook up a lot of the topics we end up getting on the air here, and appreciate your help on that. Preservation Month in Las Cruces is the topic next week, and the history of Preservation Month. Why have one? Why preserve anything? And examples of places in Las Cruces and El Paso that have been repurposed. And Troy Ainsworth is on that show on the first hour. We have Troy alone on the second hour talking about the trails, the Camino Real, the 50th anniversary of the Butterfield stage trail thing. What was another one here? The Bankhead Highway came through here.
Yes, Bankhead Highway. Concrete highway.
Yeah, and you know, there's a piece of it you can still see up there in Canyon Teal.
Up by Pepe's, too.
It's just north of Pepe's, it is. All right, and on March 14th, we've got the Frontera Land Alliance coming in. They'll be our guest, bringing a bunch of people, talk about the Casner Range history. What is the public land history in El Paso? Because that's huge history here. Also talk about the Poppy Fest, because they're involved in that. March 21, Mr. BS is coming in here, Bernie Sargent, back with more El Paso History A to Z. And he and I are cooking up an interesting story about the original Oñate Crossing south of El Paso.
Yes.
I didn't know it existed, but he knows where it is.
Yes, he's got it in his pocket.
It's in his phone. Okay, what do you got? We got callers, by the way.
McGoffin Homes coming up, and as always, we'll go for a tour, learn about the McGoffin family, one of the premier families of El Paso and their home. Also, in March, they have the cooking class on March 7th, a book club, and a Brain Trust Bag Lunch is back online for $3.11 this month, and Make a Thing and yoga. So, you know, get online with them down there. Check out what's going on.
Is there a phone number for those people?
Yes, I was just going to give it.
There it is.
Yes, it's 533-5147.
Ring them up, McGoffin Home. And you can tour an historic home. The only house museum in El Paso County is the McGoffin Home. It's an official museum. And if you're going to be an official museum, you got to have certain credentials and things like that. Okay, you ready for trivia?
Yes,
we've got a bunch
of
people on the phone. Repeat the questions that you think you said.
Okay, the questions were, when U.S. Collector of Customs raided the stash house, what did they confiscate or what was the dollar amount they confiscated?
Oh, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, either or, you know, if they were listening close.
You think Ann knows the answer?
Maybe. And then what was Pancho Villa's brother's name?
Oh, that, goodness gracious. Ann, what do you think? Pick one. We got Ann on the radio here. Sergio. Is Ann on the radio?
There she is.
Good morning.
Oh, hello there.
Morning,
good
Ann.
Say, it's a wonderful program this morning again,
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it greatly. Hey, I have the answer for the first question. The amount was about $500,000.
You got it.
Including money, gold, jewelry, and guns.
Well, listen, you were listening.
You.
Are you reading my paper? You did very well with that. Can you imagine $500,000 worth of gold in 14 times?
Buku debt.
Lot of money.
And you know what, Ann, the way I understand it is that the U.S. Collectors of Customs got that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Where it went.
Yeah, like anything else in the federal government.
Uniforms and horses.
Try to find it. Anyway, all right, talk about prizes here.
Well, she's got a choice of the Migos food coupon or a Mission Del Rey Southwest coupon.
I'll take the Amigos coupon.
Amigos. That's good food down there.
Going to lunch or dinner.
It reminds me of what I grew up on in El Paso, the Mexican food I had as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I used to think you should be, you know, they say the old saying that you are what you eat. I thought I was Mexican for a while. But I never was.
Yeah.
It didn't work. I just can't speak Spanish, but I can eat their food. Okay. Got yourself a coupon there, Ann. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No, that's it. I'll look forward to next week again.
All right, fair enough. It's going
to
be fun.
Later, Ann.
Hold on there. Shelley will the famous Shelley will come on and tell you how to pick that. All right, we got more people here. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you were next. You have the other answer to the other question about who's Pancho's brother. Was that it?
Yeah, hopefully. I want to go to Amigos.
Well, Amigos has been taken. That coupon's gone.
But you can go shopping.
No.
We can have the Mission Delivery for you.
Anyway, I know Pancho Villa's real name, too. Do you want that?
Well,
no,
I want
what
the brother.
Is the brother's name?
Oh, Hippotolio.
That's close enough.
Yeah, that's close enough. It's a tough little name.
You said it like...
Hippotomia?
Well, he said it like he was Lysdexic.
That's not close.
You know, he said it like he was Lysdexic.
Oh, okay.
So
he's
never
dyslexic,
mind. Lysdexic, yes, indeed. All right, you got yourself a coupon to Mission Delray. Go ahead.
My brother went to the Magruder house that you were talking
McGoffin.
About. McGoffin, yeah. And he intended to stay there about 30 minutes, and he was there 2 hours. He loved it.
Yeah.
Have you been there yet?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, here's the deal. You go down there about 11 o'clock, call them up, they'll have a tour, and then right about lunchtime, you'll say, I'm hungry, let's go to Amigos. Amigos is just up the street. Amigos is about 8 blocks away from McGoffin home. And that's a good tour to get on. Take a bunch of friends if you can do that. So there's an idea for you.
Oh, okay. When I was in junior high, they took us to Radford Academy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had a section there with Pancho Villa's death mask.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but I don't know why they had it. That somebody donated it to them. I don't think it's there anymore. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole section. It was really nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
What it was is they had the expedition. I'm doing well.
Expedition,
today.
Yes.
Thank you. They had a display.
Expedition.
That's what he was looking at, was that one they used to have.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah, a lot of the generals involved in that retired right in that area, you know, Government Hill.
That's true. There was some of that. Okay, fair enough. Well, you got yourself a coupon to Mission Del Rey. Shelley will come on to tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Oh, that's a wonderful store. We went there for Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah, and you should go there for the decor for your house. If you want some cool lamps and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
They've got some really neat stuff. All right, thank you for holding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for playing. Robert, hold on here, please. Shelley will tell you how to pick all that up. I'm going to have to hit a button here, I think, and clear some strange things that are going on this phone. All right, Shelley, you have 3, I think, is what you need, and I'm going to go to 2. 2 is
awesome.
Jason. Jason, are you still there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey, we're out of questions, but I do have another coupon to Mission Del Rey. If you have a, ask
well,
us.
Do
you have another question?
No, but we didn't discuss that question. So
ask us a question. See if we can stump us or Cindy Medina.
Did he actually say the name? Because I didn't hear him
say. No, he didn't say it correctly. It was Hippolito.
Hippolito.
Yes.
He said it a little backwards, but we took it.
We got the Magruder house. They got the McGoffin house.
Yeah, Magruder house was wrong. It's McGoffin home.
We're abusing him. He's off the phone.
Oh, my God. We'll get this straight eventually. Pancho Villa is spelled V-I-L-L-A, if anybody wanted to know. And we have the great-grandson? The great-great-grandson?
Yes.
How many greats are you?
Two
greats.
25.
25 greats.
No, that's he's 25 years old, yeah. He's saying. But he's the great-grandson, yes.
Yes.
His mother is the granddaughter, Lorenza Villa.
Okay, so if you want to ask Pancho Villa's great-grandson a question, he's sitting here.
That's right. I mean, hey, where else are you going to get a close source?
And he said you have a bullet from the era, right?
Yeah, he's
right.
Going to donate tomorrow, afternoon, yes.
That'll be nice. So, all right, that's about what we got to hang on here with, Jason. Any other thoughts you got? If you ask us a question and we get it right, we'll give you a coupon to Mission Del Rey.
So what year then was the raid, and who directed the raid?
The raid being on Columbus?
No, on the Stash House.
Oh, in the Stash House, 1915, right? Hey, we got it right. You get a coupon.
Yay!
That's how this works. We're going to give you the coupon no matter what, dude. So here, very good. Jason, hang on, and Shelley will tell you how to pick it up, all right?
That's awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Great show.
Thanks for playing. You take it easy. Coupon on two for Mission Del Rey. Life goes on. We got to take a break. Whew. Call us if you need to.
Call us. Yes, you can.
And
call
Facebook is up yet?
I'm getting there.
I shouldn't ask
I'm having internet issues. Never mind. I'm having internet issues.
I didn't ask that question.
Then. I'm going to take a Pancho Villa's gun to my computer in a few seconds.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt. Or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's the biggest day of the presidential race so far. With 14 states and over 1,300 delegates at stake, will a crowded Democratic field finally narrow? MSNBC will bring clarity to the results of Super Tuesday. With Brian Williams, Rachel Maddow, and team breaking down the results. Steve Kornacki at the big board making sense of the numbers. And our NBC News road warriors on the ground with the campaigns and the voters. Super Tuesday, all-day coverage Tuesday on MSNBC.
My priority is serving my community and fighting for you with integrity. I am Blanca Ortiz Stroud, and I'm running for U.S. Congress District 16. I will fight for the Constitution, border security, a strong military, and to help veterans. I support law enforcement and legal immigration. The lives of innocents, education, the economy, and taxes are priority that we must defend. Vote for me, Blanca Ortiz Stroud, your Republican candidate for District 16. Learn more at fightwithintegrity.com. I am Blanca Ortiz Stroud, and I approve this message.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing $1 million, $10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Wait, four pair of young investors are turning a century-old building on Texas Avenue into five stories of office space, retail, and a cafe. And it will get a new name, Star City.
I think there's a name like that already, but they'll find out. Okay, also in the Inc., get ready to rock and roll all night as the music of Kiss and Cher come to El Paso. They're not together, are they?
That'd be an interesting one.
That would
one.
Be just bizarre as could be.
They probably is.
But you got to read the Inc. to find out.
That's right.
What else is in the Inc.?
The president of Texas Tech El Paso talks about the medical school's 10th anniversary and what is next in this week's Q&A.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery. Your turn.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra in the Borderland, prepare for the coronavirus if needed. ABC 7 Extra host Saul Sines spoke with the director of Binational Affairs for El Paso and Ciudad Juarez to get an idea of the impact and what's being done in case the threat remains with us for an extended period of time.
Find out what is being done here and get ready. Join host Saul Sines Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. after ABC 7 Extra.
We got the crowd from the Pancho Villa world still in here, Cindy Medina. And the descendant, I think I threw your piece of paper. No, there you are. You are Edgar Omar Villa, great-grandson.
Yeah.
Can you sign autographs today down at this party?
Eh?
Yes. 25 bucks.
Bring pictures.
Take pictures.
Photoshop you with your grandfather.
You guys got to do the DNA test. You can make a fortune.
Yes.
Are you now or have you ever been related to Pancho Villa?
That would be awesome.
Can prove it.
Exactly. It's proven.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We got callers on the phone we need to talk to. Ed called first. Ed, you're on. What's up?
Well, I have a question. I wanted to try to get that Mission Del Rey. That's a darn good place to go.
Oh,
I can get my nieces out of there once I got them in there. They won't ever end at all.
Well,
I had a good question about Pancho and Blackjack Percy.
All right, what's your question? We can photocopy one of these and give it to you, perhaps. What is your question?
Okay, what did Blackjack Percy and Pancho Villa have in common that was considered sporty, but is illegal now?
Oh, I think I know the answer to this. If I get it, do I get the coupon?
and we could ask another question.
No. If I get it, you'll get the coupon. It was fighting roosters, was it not?
Oh, man, Jackson, yes.
Okay, now I got a question for you. What was the name of Pancho Villa's fighting rooster?
Nice. Oh, man,
it wasn't Bolito. That was his brother, right? No, taken. What was the name of Pancho Villa's fighting rooster? He named it. I'm going to give you the coupon anyway, but are you ready for this? The name of the fighting rooster was Woodrow Wilson. That's what he called him. All right. Hold on the phone. Shelly will tell you how to pick up that prize, all right?
Yeah, where's the stash house at? On Leon Street?
331 Leon, downtown near in the actual...
That's intersection with Paisano Street. Paisano and Leon.
So that's basically the area we now know as Union Plaza, kind of.
There were Union Plaza, a couple of blocks away from the El Paso Times in the Civic Center, so around that area.
331 Leon today at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. We'll have some great presenters coming from all over Chihuahua, First Lady Adair Margo, Mr. Max Grossman. So a lot of good stellar people will be there talking about our mutual history.
Ed, check that out today, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hold on. No, don't go away. Shelly will tell you how to pick it up. Line 2 is actually coming up live there. And on 3, we got to talk to Prince. Prince, how are you, sir?
All right.
What's up?
Well, it's a very good program that you've got on. And what I wanted to do is tell your listeners about the big event that's going on next weekend, next Saturday, at Pancho Villa State Park in Columbus, New Mexico.
Okay, tell us real quick.
The big event is the commemoration of the attack and there'll be a fiesta in the town square, but there's historic programs going on in the museum of Fort Furlong, which was the military post during the attack.
Oh, I hope you're going to go over there and present something, are you?
That's an outstanding museum, and there will be historic speakers presenting programs during the afternoon, and I will be participating with the Military Museum of El Paso there. I'll have an exhibit there. I think the Fort Bliss Museum is going to have an exhibit there, and there is going to be a parade, but the Mexican contingent is not going to be able to cross the border.
Ah, okay. That's what we heard was canceled. Okay.
That's the only thing that was canceled, but everything else is still going on. The History Museum in the historic El Paso Southwestern Railroad train station is going to be open, and everything else will be going on. But it's really a great event, and your guests should go down there and sign autographs down there.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. And then the Pancho Villa State Park will be also a major part of that, right?
Right. Well, that is going to be the centerpiece of the event. But there'll be events going on down in the plaza also. And incidentally, the Mexican food there is almost as good as Pepe's.
Ah, even better. Pepe's is really good. All right, Prince, thanks for calling. And maybe we'll see you at Pepe's. How's that sound?
Oh, one more thing.
Wait, real quick.
The death mask, Pancho Villa's death mask, the original was in Radford School in their Napoleon Museum collection, and it was presented to the government of Mexico, and it is now in the Museum of the Revolution in Mexico City.
Okay.
And the copies were made from that.
Just real quick, why was it at Radford? We don't know.
Because they receive donations from lots of different people.
Oh, that's cool enough. All right. Prince, thanks a lot. Talk to you again.
In the museum.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you again, sir. Thank you very much.
Take care.
We got to take a break here and come back. Sergio, you ready to hit the big button on the big machine? Hit it.
Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Hi, I'm Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL and New York Times bestselling author. If you're like me, you want real security and defense news you can trust. You're probably tired of hearing the same talking heads, guys who have never seen the front lines, saying the same BS 100 different ways. It's why I founded SoftRep.com. Military-grade news produced entirely by our staff of military veteran journalists. Sign up at SoftRep for real news, real experience, real experts. SoftRep does what the mainstream media can't, deliver authentic content straight from the front lines. Sign up for a free trial membership today, and I'll give you my best-selling ebook, The Red Circle, for free. But that's not all. Your SoftRep membership also includes access to cutting-edge defense and security news by military experts, access to our award-winning documentaries, ebooks, special member events, and much more. So what are you waiting for? Let us know you're in. Sign up for your free trial membership today. Join our community at SoftRep.com. That's SoftRep.com.
I am Dr. Alma Arredondo Lynch. I am a constitutional conservative running in Congressional District 23. I am advocating for the American people. It's time we send a woman to Congress who will stand up for our values and principles. I am the answer to the squad and Nancy Pelosi. We've sent men to Congress only to be disappointed. It's time we send a woman with intestinal fortitude who will represent our values. Pro-God, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, pro-law enforcement, military, and pro-Trump. I am Dr. Alma Arredondo Lynch. I approve this message. Paid political ad by Dr. Alma for Congress.
Every cup of Circle K coffee is ground in the moment. So, whether you're craving coffee now or now, you'll get the freshest cup in the world at Circle K.
Every cup ground fresh, starting at a dollar at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep, healthiq.com/easy.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, I've been doing details on Pancho Villa's Stash House. You've got a Concordia thing coming up on Monday?
Yes, we do. We all want everyone to attend the Commissioner's Court at 9:30 a.m. at the County Courthouse at 500 East San Antonio. Third floor for the award that recognition of Concordia Cemetery will be noted in the Commissioner's Court. But it's a great way to get out there. The True West magazine gave them another award for being the best historic cemetery in the country.
All right, Cindy, real quick, we're going to go to Carlos in a second. But Cindy, the details today, 2 o'clock?
Yes, sir. 2 p.m. at 331 Leon Street, intersection of Paisano and Leon at the Villa Stash House today. We're going to have a lot of good historians that have traveled from Chihuahua State here in El Paso as well. We'll have Max Grossman there talking away about our history. Bernie Sargent, I understand, will be there.
He might try to make it there, because he's going to be in Cruces.
And also, you can rub elbows with a Pancho Villa great-grandson.
Great-grandson and a grandson.
The star.
All right, real quick, we're going to go to Carlos. Have been holding on. Carlos, what's on your mind?
Yes, right quick. I had my two grandfathers, my mom's dad and my father's dad. My father's dad fought with Pancho Villa, and my mom's dad fought with Emiliano Zapata.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yes. And my father used to tell us stories about, my dad told us that Pancho Villa used to carry a special spoon. I don't know what material it was that he carried all the time. And he knew right away when someone tried to poison him.
Oh, I see.
He went to a family in Chihuahua.
And Carlos, I got to cut you off. Tell you what you do. Get down there today and share your stories with Cindy.
Other people
They'll record you today. Carlos, thanks for listening. Everybody else, we got to go. The computer's going to get us.
Thank the group.
Thank the control room. Sergio Valenzuela, the main man out there. Shelley Sutherland, as always, thank you for what you do. Y'all see you today at the Stash House, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Bring your stash.
There we go.
Take care. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans.
30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My priority is serving my community and fighting for you with integrity. I am Blanca Ortiz Stroud, and I'm running for U.S. Congress District 16. I will fight for the Constitution, border security, a strong military, and to help veterans.
I support law enforcement and legal immigration. The lives of innocents, education, the economy, and taxes are priority that we must defend. Vote for me, Blanca Ortiz Stroud, your Republican candidate for District 16. Learn more at fightwithintegrity.com. I am Blanca Ortiz Stroud, and I approve this message.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. South Korea is recording the largest rise in coronavirus cases in a single day.
Over 590 new cases were confirmed in South Korea on Friday, bringing the total in that country to over 2,900. 17 people have died of coronavirus in South Korea, which has the largest number of confirmed cases outside China. More than 50 countries have now reported cases of coronavirus. Jim Forbes, NBC News Radio.
Americans are being urged to reconsider travel to Italy because of the coronavirus outbreak. The State Department issued an advisory noting the outbreak has infected more than 650 people in Italy. Government officials in northern Italy have quarantined nearly a dozen villages and towns to stop the spread of the virus. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls today's signing of an agreement with the Taliban the best opportunity for peace in Afghanistan. He urges Taliban leaders to honor their commitments.
Keep your promises to cut ties with Al-Qaeda and other terrorists. Keep up the fight to defeat ISIS. Welcome the profound relief of all Afghan citizens.
The deal is aimed at bringing America's longest war to a close. Under the agreement, the U.S. will begin withdrawing thousands of troops in exchange for Taliban assurances it will not allow Afghanistan to be a launching pad for terrorist attacks. U.S. forces have 14 months to leave the country. The polls are open today in South Carolina's presidential primary. It's seen as a crucial opportunity for former Vice President Joe Biden to get his Democratic campaign on track. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now coming off victories in the New Hampshire primary and Nevada caucuses. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS Forewarned Weather Center. Warmer and breezy for your Saturday, 73 the expected high in the Sun City, 72 the expected high in Las Cruces. El Paso looking to reach a low of 51. Winds coming out of the west at 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Those gusts, though, increase to 30 miles an hour for your Sunday, where we're getting partly cloudy and more windy conditions. El Paso expected to reach 72 degrees, Las Cruces, 71. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
A federal appeals court in California blocks a Trump administration policy forcing migrants to spend months in Mexico as they await asylum hearings in the United States.
A three-judge panel in San Francisco said the administration policy violates U.S. immigration laws. The Migrant Protection Protocols program was introduced about a year ago. The Supreme Court is expected to eventually be asked to settle the dispute. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
The Milwaukee Brewers are honoring the victims of a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery with a patch on their spring training uniforms. The prominent gold and blue patch just above the heart has the initials MC for Molson Coors.
An employee shot and killed five of his co-workers at the brewery in Milwaukee Wednesday. A large construction crane outside SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles collapsed. The crane was working on the future home of the Rams and Chargers, but it's still unclear how the collapse happened. The estimated $5 billion stadium did not sustain any damage in the accident. Zamboni driver turned hockey star David Ayers is being immortalized by the Upper Deck Trading Card Company.
Following high demand, the card maker decided to immortalize the goalie's first career win in a game-dated moments card. The card reads, "He stood tall and saved the next eight shots he faced, helping Carolina prevail 6-3 and earning a win in his surprise NHL debut." John Jeffries, NBC News Radio.
The man who founded the Trader Joe's chain of neighborhood discount gourmet grocery stores is dead. Joe Coulomb died yesterday in Pasadena. He was 89. He opened the first Trader Joe's store.